From Lubbock Community Theater, this is Five Till Places.
Thank you, Five!
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another episode of LCT's Five Till Places. I am Jed.
I'm Beth.
And I'm Daniel.
And we have a whole gaggle of people in the room with us.
It is a full room.
Yes, it is. We're here to promote LCT's production of It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. And we have the cast and...
The crew?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a bunch of people.
Pretty much everybody is in here. So why don't we... Not that the listeners can see who I'm gesturing to, but we'll start right here and go around this way. And everyone, introduce who you are, what's your relationship to the show?
I am Emmy Segler, and I am the stage manager for the show.
You got this, you got
no
this.
No pressure.
I'm Daniel Armenta, and I played George Bailey / Jake Lawrence.
I'm Lauren Brownell, and I play Freddie Fillmore, among other characters, in It's a Wonderful Life.
My name is Ayanna Arnold, and my main character is Harry Jazbo Haywood, but I do play other characters also.
My name is James Allison, and I am one of the onstage Foley artists.
I'm Marla Maresca, and I'm his cohort, the other Foley artist.
I'm Beth Brown, one of your hosts. I'm also in the cast. I play Lana Sherwood and a whole host of other individuals.
Hi, my name is Kirsten Vaughn, and I am the director of the show.
Hi, I'm Kaylee Young, and I am playing Miss Sally Applewhite, Miss Ohio 1943, among other characters.
And if you have seen the commercial for the show on television, the voice you just heard was the drunken 40s housewife.
Nothing like a good radio show.
Out of her LCT mug.
Yes, which...
Typecasting!
We'll talk about some more about those at the end of the show. But, you've noted, if keen listeners will have noted, that most of the cast have talked about playing a whole host of characters, and that is because, as we noted in the title, this is a live radio play. The idea being that we are not just up there acting out It's a Wonderful Life. This is actually, we are taking you to a radio station in 1947 who is in turn putting on a live radio broadcast of It's a Wonderful Life. So our actors are playing the voice actors who are in turn...
playing a billion voices.
And each of you have approximately 300,000 voices that you're doing in this show.
Accurate.
Yes. Yeah. Precisely.
What kind of challenges does that present for you?
The hardest part is some of them maybe addressing each other, some of the characters. Mm-hmm. And so you must switch your brain just as quickly. But I find it's easier to... In characterization work that we've done, we would walk a certain way to mimic the character or, you know, talk a certain way. What do they lead with their chest? Do they lead with their head? And so if you see me kind of fidgeting up on stage, it's because I'm now taking on those character traits of the next person I'm talking to. Although they're quick, so it may not it may not look like I'm doing much of anything, but that's
Do y'all
what I'm
ever
trying
forget?
To do.
To change voices?
No.
No.
Sometimes the voice doesn't change as fast as you want it to.
Yeah.
That's one of the big challenges. But yeah, no, I agree that the work that we did with Kirsten early on, we spent so much time getting to know each of these characters and where they were vocally and physically, and that was invaluable. To now putting it on stage, it comes much more naturally, but right. it has its challenges.
Do you all resent Daniel for having
very much?
No, the amount of dialogue that he has is astounding,
is.
And he does it well.
Yes.
but him only having to do one voice, because he has to do so
he
many.
Does.
Voices.
Well,
no. Actually, he's a cheater.
This is kind of one of my dreams. Like, I was very inspired by the movie Split, M. Night Shyamalan Split.
Mm-hmm.
And to see him physically change
yeah.
characters on in, I mean, the camera does not cut away. And I was like, I cannot do that right now, but I've got to start somewhere.
We'll get there.
So this is hopefully my way of getting there.
Before we even got to table work and like talking about the scenes and what was going on, because there were so much relying on the characters and the character voices that they'd be able to portray, we spent the first full week of rehearsals doing character work and character exercises and figuring out how to create each of these voices in a really distinct way. So that was like the focus from jump, was getting those voices in a really comfortable place so that they could be clear and recognizable and recreatable, especially in those quick changing moments when we're bouncing between the characters really rapidly. Ayana's got the most moments of that, where she is talking to herself for like a page and it's seven characters. And so to help with that, I really did want to spend a lot of time focusing on just being able to create the characters.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it helps or hurts that you don't have to necessarily learn all the dialogue? Like, because you get to read it, because it's a, you know, a radio play, and that makes sense. If you had the time where you had to actually learn it, do you I think that would be insane, though. I feel like I think that would be incredibly difficult.
Yeah. I think at this point, we're so familiar with the script that it's more of a comfortable place to look than something we're reading from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Except for Daniel's long monologues. It's too many
all
words.
All the monologues. I'm grateful to have the script there because I need to know who's coming next, which one is next, so I don't launch into the wrong person.
Yeah. Makes sense. So let's talk to our Foley artists.
Yeah, because I think that's fascinating. We got to watch a little bit of rehearsal tonight, and actually watching them back there, like, hitting shoes together, and whatever you were doing to make the cricket sounds, I think that's really neat. So has that been fun, figuring out how to do all that, or?
It has been fun. It's a little frustrating, I think, sometimes, because you just feel like you found the perfect sound yet.
Right. You know,
so there are a couple of those things, but
sometimes we find the perfect sound. Like I have a piece of foam insulation hitting a bicycle wheel turning, and that is the perfect car engine.
I know, because I was listening when you were doing that tonight, and I was amazed that I'm sitting there watching you do it, and my brain is still saying, that sounds like a car.
If we get it mic'd, it's going to vary. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's so good. And then, you know, like the glass box, so when they throw the rock through the glass, and pow, we hit the glass. And it's fun because we get to be theatrical because, you know, Foley is modern. So in modern movies, they're doing stuff like, you know, if you watch a fight scene, they're cracking celery for broken bones and stuff like that. That happens today in modern movies. And so the fact that we get to do it theatrically in front of an audience where people can watch us kind of emote in that way and have fun with it, that's been a fun part of it.
And not to demean any of the actors in any way, but in a big part, they are the show. We don't have a ton of blocking.
Right,
right.
As far as,
we
had
little spice to
moving
it.
All around.
Yeah.
Like slamming the phone down, you know, pow, you know, like whenever they hit the receiver, and it's not, you know, it's obviously not happening that way. Well, who knows how it sounds, because it's on the radio, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Anyways.
Well, and that's, like, I'm a longtime fan since Small Times of classic radio and stuff, so I've done a lot of listening to these kind of things in it, and it always amazed me as a kid that they would have like live audiences in there, because when we're sitting out here listening to it on the radio, then of course my brain buys into these sound effects and creates these atmospheres that the sounds are trying to send me to, but it's amazing how much being in the room, seeing how the sausage is made, your brain is still completely willing to go to those places.
Yeah. That's cool.
I'm glad you said that, because when we're up there, for me, I'm wondering if people are like, do they know this is a car engine or a car door? Because we have a trunk that makes the car door.
Yeah.
Because in the script, it said, use a car door. And we're like, where are we going to get a car door to mount on the stage? And
we're good, but we're not that good.
We had to find something that sounded not like a door, but more mm-hmm. you know, like a car door. And so the fact that you're telling me that you're out in the audience going there is that's helpful to me, because I don't know what the audience's mm-hmm. reaction is.
And I don't know if y'all are having fun, but it looked like you were having fun back there. Yeah. Like,
we're having a blast.
Like, I don't know. It just, it like, to me, yeah. like, when you were back there, I don't know. It looked fun.
It's been interesting. I get more scared having to play the piano for things than I do doing Foley stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Which she is wonderful at, so we don't understand why.
Mm-hmm. Y'all not educated in the piano.
Yeah, when y'all broke out in song, I was like, "Oh, I didn't expect that. That was fun."
I do love too that the script has written into it a couple of commercials mm-hmm. for the yes. sponsors uh-huh. of the show, where they're singing about hair tonic and breaking it. Because again, that's how they would do it then, where they're right. just kind of talking, and someone will work in striking up a Lucky Strike cigarette for that. And we talk about that for a minute, and there's the commercial. Now we go back to the story. Mm-hmm. And so seeing that is...
It's just a great new twist, a new concept for this show that everybody knows. I think it makes it fresh.
Yeah.
It makes it different, you know.
Yeah. Because it's a story that's been around for 80 years or however long. It's not a way that a lot of people around here will have experienced it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, yeah.
So y'all come out.
Come out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can, your tickets are on sale already. You should, we make a big deal with every episode. And Lubbock is slowly learning about buying tickets ahead of time. Because we lamented a lot when we first started doing this show that Lubbock had a bad habit of,
waiting to the last minute.
Yes. But Lubbock is learning.
Yeah. Well, and we keep selling out shows, and then people show up and they're like, "Why?" But I wanted tickets, and I was like, "Well,
we don't have them."
I didn't ask any questions. I didn't put my host hat on at all.
Beth, put your host hat on real quick. Ask somebody something.
Yeah. Okay. Let me think. Have any of you done voice work before now?
That's a good question. Only my regular life. Uh-huh. Because it's right. fun.
That's right.
I sometimes give my dogs voices, and they're all very different.
You have characters and backstories for them?
Absolutely.
Good.
Cha-Cha's very much like Beth's character.
Okay.
I teach school, and I use different voices every day and entertain my children.
It's necessary.
Yeah. What about you, Beth? You have lots of voices in this show.
I have done voice work before. Yes, I worked for a company that sold messages on hold as a product. They sold phone systems. And if the client ordered a specific package, I would record a message on hold.
Very cool. Matter of fact,
if you call Planet Fitness, I'm probably still on there.
I get my phone.
I know, I'm
about to
call Planet Fitness.
I did like 20 Planet Fitnesses from here to like Arkansas.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
But I grew up listening to A Prairie Home Companion mm-hmm. with Garrison Keillor, which now I believe is called Live From Here with Chris Thiel. But especially the Foley artists and listening to them try and trip up Fred Newman, the way they would do it is they would have a script, but the Foley artist hadn't seen it, and the object was to get him to scramble as quickly as he could. And my father was in radio for years and years, and we listened to Who's on First as a kid. We had a cassette tape of it that we just wore out. It's just very full circle to be able to do this. I'm so proud of everybody.
Aww. Thanks, Beth.
I like that you asked the perfect question for yourself.
Cut that out. Don't mean that. Cut that out. That's not what I was doing.
I'm just kidding.
I swallowed.
To be fair, you weren't going to answer it until somebody
I swallowed hook, line, and sinker.
We are teasing.
We love you, Beth.
Not only did you... No.
We're upset you, Beth.
I'm not upset.
We're friends.
You'll know.
So, just real quick, I want to say...
Oh, Kirsten, I have something.
This is very, very important. Because this person in this production doesn't get a lot of words, and is often a forgotten and overlooked position. But Emmy here is our stage manager.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
And she is our fearless leader through this show. She is there. She is my right hand. I would not remember a singular thing that I do or say if she was not next to me at that table. And she has everything down. And this is her very first time stage managing a show.
That was going to be my question. Have you done it before?
I have not. I assistant stage managed for She Kills Monsters, and that was the first tech position I ever had.
Wow. You're killing it.
You would never know.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Fast learner and absolutely incredible. And I just have to say thank you.
Yes.
Because I could not.
Yay. I hope we didn't run you off.
No. Not yet. I'm never doing this again.
Get me out of here. Two shows in a row here. That's at least a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
But in fact, you both of these two.
Daniel was
very different from the last show that you were in.
Yeah. Very, very much different, yeah. Night and day.
Yeah. Good. It's significantly less involved the costume this time around.
Oh, God. I've never been more glad to wear a suit in my entire
life. You don't even like wearing suits.
You look dapper in the
you
suit.
You did. Man. You look great. Yeah, yeah.
Everyone looks so sharp.
Yeah.
Seriously, the costuming and the makeup and everything has been real on point. Like, nobody from that department, I guess, is in the room right now. But
Haley.
You've been involved with that.
Yeah, our costumer Becca had a beautiful vision, and the costume department's doing their best to execute it with the materials and time we have, and it was amazing to see everyone all dressed up tonight.
Yeah, it was
it elevated
cool.
our acting,
isn't
and it made
crazy?
It so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something I've noticed. The first time you get into full costume,
it is a different
any show.
I can't wait for an audience.
Yeah.
Walking in tonight, like, it was really cool. Like, I was like, oh, okay, they're already all, like, dressed up. This is awesome. Like,
and this is my first time. This is James, the Foley guy. This is my first time on stage ever, period, ever.
So, shut up!
Yep. Wow! Were you not a Turner in 39 Steps?
I was not. I've crewed a bunch of stuff. Like, I crewed with Emmy and me, hung out backstage during She Kills, with the big beholder and all that stuff. I worked a bunch around here building and crewing and things, this is my first time ever on stage in costume.
Nice.
So.
Nice. You're not wearing blacks and a headset.
That's right.
Yeah.
Blacks and a headset. That's right. Kind of cool.
No, I think that's awesome. I think that's exciting when you get to do more than just one thing, like get to get involved in all aspects.
And I think people should, like,
particularly
actors, people who are primarily actors should actually get back into experience crew from a few positions. Like
being a Turner in 39 Steps.
For instance.
Yeah.
I think that's one thing, this is Lauren, that's one thing that I think LCT is really good about. And I did my first show with LCT many moons ago. I did Anne of Green Gables. But now I've gotten to meet a whole new generation of people at LCT. And everybody's got such diverse backgrounds, and people are getting the chance to costume and direct and do different things. And it's such a neat environment. And I'm just glad to be back in the LCT family. And I want to explore and do some things that I never thought I would have the chance to do. So I'm excited. I want to stretch my wings too. I want to learn more about that.
Yeah. Well, on that note, we want to tell everyone, so the dates for the show are the 9th through the 18th. So it's 9th, 10th, 11th, and the 16th, 17th, and 18th. By the time you're hearing this episode, that's this Friday. So get online, get your tickets, lubbockcommunitytheater.org. It's right there on the front page, or you can go to lubbocktheater.com/wonderfullife, I think.
And you can have the opportunity to get hot chocolate and coffee at the show.
We have new coffee mugs in the merch store.
New merch.
Coffee mugs with our building on it, designed by, remember who did that. It was
You know what?
designed by the unparalleled Beth Brown. Soon as she came up with this design, I have loved this design from day one. Now we've got on a coffee mug. We also have special holiday themed mugs. Last year we had the Christmas Story LCT logos. This year we have
It's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Our special collectible LCT holiday mugs this year are themed off of How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
We'll be selling hot cocoa. You can get them in these cool holiday themed
and refill it throughout the show. Free refills.
Yeah, it'll be great. So come up here, enjoy a truly unique holiday experience for the whole family, and get yourself some hot cocoa in a really cool keepsake mug. Loveacommunitytheater.org. That's where the tickets are. All right, so I feel like that is a great place to cut it off.
That's a wrap.
So I want to thank everyone who was here tonight, everyone who's listening, everyone who comes out to support the show. Thank you so much. This has been Five Till Places.
Thank you, guys! Five Till Places is a production of Lubbock Community Theater. Be sure to follow us on social media for all the latest news and updates surrounding our projects and the goings-on at LCT. Our theme music is Pizza and Video Games by Bonus Points. Additional music this week is Coffee Break by Ruck P. A link to those artists and their music can be found in the show notes. Look them up, give them some support. Thanks for being with us this week. And as always, thank you for supporting live theater in the Lubbock, Texas area and beyond.